here with East Coast Coach Peter Raffneson before the Valley Conference finale against Wisconsin Rapids. Well, back to the other night against Pines. Skated them very tough for, you know, over two periods, a 1-1 game into the third, and then they get a couple of power play goals, and we've talked about it before. Staying out of the box is so important.
Yeah, I mean, there just seems to be patterns that we're laying down here that we don't really want. I mean, there's positive patterns we look for, and you know, we've got this habit going where we can hang with teams for a couple periods, and I do still feel like our effort is really good. I don't really question their effort, but we do get tired, and I feel like these guys are conditioned, but with the number of players we have, I really do think it's a matter of we just can't do that for the full game, and then as we get tired, we take more penalties, and some of our best players are sitting in the box, so then the kill becomes an issue, and it's just kind of a tough situation.
And the power play, it's been a struggle, you know, for a lot of teams this year, but your team has only scored, I think you're looking on the sheet, 6 power play goals on the year. When you get a chance with the extra man, you got to get something, and you haven't been able to do that.
Yeah, we have to make that work, and I mean, we've talked about this before with the team, and I know we've mentioned it here with you too. I always thought special teams could maybe be an equalizer for us, you know, that if we could get on the power play and do well there and then do well on the kill, that could really help us against teams that might be better. But it hasn't worked out that way. We changed some things now this week at practice. We tweaked it a little bit. Still kind of the same dynamic, but maybe just looking for some different options off of it.
You know, with Rapids tonight, if they would have lost the other night, you might have caught them looking past you tonight, but that's not going to happen now after they knocked off West the other day.
Yeah, we talked on the bus. You know, I talked to some of the kids I have in class today, and we weren't sure if it would help or hurt us, but I feel like they'll just be flying really high, and they'll be skating with great confidence, as they should be. I mean, they're a really good team, and they're well coached, and it's senior night for them here, and that's the beauty of traveling at the end of the year. You run into all these, you know, run into teams that are playing really hard.
First time we saw Rapids, their speed really jumps out at you. How do you play a team that's that fast? Do you change up your defensive schemes at all to hang back a little bit?
Well, I mean, we can change forecheck a little bit. You know, we talk about the trap sometimes and that we might have to go to that because we can't necessarily, you know, win those races with those defensemen all the time. So we can change that, you know, offensively on the forecheck. Defensively, you know, we really pride ourselves on blocking shots and we feel like we do that well. But, you know, I watched the U.S.-Canada game yesterday, the women, and they talked about that difference, too, with speed. And I thought what the Canadian coach said was so true, that when you are playing a team with great speed, when you do have the puck, you really need to possess the puck, you know, and not just throw it away and turn it over, because then you're playing that chasing game again. So we talked about that yesterday, too, with the kids, that when we do get zone time, and we have, that it has to matter. You know, there has to be some sustained time where we're handling the puck.
When you talk about blocking shots, the game against Pines the other night, there were a number of blocked shots, and it looked like guys were coming up a bit gimpy. I know this time of year there's a lot of bruises. Everybody 100% going into tonight's game?
We're about as 100% as we can be with who we have. Speaking of blocking shots, when we were working power play last night, Andrew Daniel took one. He was actually on the power play, and on a screen in front, he took a slap shot right off his finger, and you know, we don't even know if it's broken. He refused to go in, and we iced and everything, but it wasn't looking great. But today he says he's ready. You know, and then we're still missing Nick DeVorney. Just a season-ending, terrible injury, you know, a fracture of the C1. So we miss him every night. We're looking at our stat sheet today, and he was a guy that was skating in the positive numbers. But other than that, we're 100%. We're a little battered and beaten up, but we don't have any major injuries other than Nick.
That's East Coach Dean Rasmussen back with more after this. Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Thanks. Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at the Southwood County Ice Arena. We're in our first intermission. Lumberjacks trailing Wisconsin Rapids by a score of 3-0. Kind of an extended first intermission tonight. They had the Wisconsin Rapids Mini Mites out on the ice, giving a demonstration of their skills. So the Zamboni is still making his rounds here, cleaning the ice for the second period. And it's been the Caleb Shorer show so far here tonight. Shorer has all three Wisconsin Rapids goals, a first period hat trick for the Wisconsin Rapids star. First goal came at the 4:30 mark, an even strength goal. And the assists on that first goal went to Grant Sharmer and also to Luke Kreuzer. Kreuzer also got an assist on the second goal by Shorer at the 7:56 mark, another even strength goal. And another assist on that goal went to Casey Esselman, the junior defenseman. And Shore scored his third goal. He was cherry-picking out on the opposite blue line. Rapids had the puck deep in their own zone. Shore was all by himself at the opposite blue line. They threw him a long pass. He came in alone on Ian Corbett and deked him and put it in, with Esselman getting the assist on that goal as well, the 13:46 mark of the first period. And that's where we stand here, 3-0. Ian Corbett with six saves in the period. Tyler Gilbert, the Rapids goaltender, with six saves as well in the first period. Reminder still to come tonight. It's DC Everest Hockey as they take on Merrill. And we'll have that game for you as soon as we're done here. Tomorrow night, it's triple header basketball action, starting with the DC Everest boys and girls in doubleheader action. 5:45 pregame. Chris Conley will have the call. And then I'll be the East boys basketball team at home against Merrill. That'll be the third game of our triple header tomorrow night. We'll take a timeout, come back, and get set for the second period. 3-0 in Wisconsin Rapids. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Hockey, Fox Sports Radio, AM 13 and FM 93.9.
What would you do with an extra $100?
That's right, an extra $100. A big bin right in your pocket just for refinancing your vehicle at Cloverbelt Credit Union. But that's not all. With CCU's great rates, you'll save big bucks over the life of the loan when you refinance your vehicle. Cars, trucks, SUVs. If you owe more than $8,000 on your vehicle, stop in or call a refinancing specialist at Cloverbelt Credit Union. Even if you have less than perfect credit, no worries. CCU can help. We understand that there are events in life that can affect your credit. Our refinancing specialists are here to work with you to look at your situation and explore refinancing options. Chances are good that you'll be saving money when you refinance with a CCU great rate loan, and you'll receive $100 just for making the switch. Great rates, great service, and $100. What are you waiting for? Stop in, log in, or call Clover Belt Credit Union today. Offer applies to vehicle loans of at least $8,000 not currently financed at CCU.
Okay. So just type the job website address here. That's it. Then you enter what job you're looking for there.
Electrician.
This is Peter. Recently, he got help going on the internet for the first time to look for a new job.
Okay. Then you just hit search and...
In the past, Peter's gotten work through people he knew, but he heard there were more jobs online.
There we go.
These are all for me?
Uh-huh.
Really?
He had no idea just how many.
I can't believe it. This one looks good.
Peter is thinking the internet might be for him after all.
And this is just one website.
Wow. Why didn't I do this sooner?
See what the internet can help you do at everyoneon.org or call 1-855-387-9166 to find a free training class near you. Brought to you by Connect, Compete, and the Ad Council.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjacks Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Just now, another kid dropped out of school. There's one every 20 seconds, over 200 kids an hour. That adds up to nearly 5,000 kids every school day.
If we do nothing, 3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. But there is someone who can change that, and that someone is you. United Way knows that kids who have a caring adult in their life are more likely to make it. So make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because the path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
In a world where your tires are your only connection to the road, One man, four tires, free air. An epic battle against underinflation, tire damage, and even tire failure. In the ultimate fight for properly inflated tires, the warrior gives his heart, his soul, to keep those he loves safe on the road. Tires will inflate. Money will be saved. A message from the Rubber Manufacturers Association.
We are Mach War!
Top kick back here at the South Wood County Ice Arena. Both teams have returned to the ice and will get set for the second period. Lumberjacks trailing 3-0. 3 goals for Caleb Shorer in this first period. East will have a 23-second power play here to begin the second period. They've got Eric Schumacher out there along with Andy Cravens, Cody Kersowski, Sam Romanski, and Trevor Holcomb. Both teams at center ice. And they drop the puck and run away. Rapids will win the faceoff and just back it up and then send it the other way. Held in by Kersowski, though. Cravens down in the corner trying to get a centering pass. Now Kersowski gets tied up. East holds the zone again. Now it comes out to the blue line and out of the zone. Here comes Rapids back the other way, shorthanded. Into the zone, passes down low, too far for Shorer. And the puck comes all the way out to the board. Shorer wins the race of the puck. Penalty's over. Puck at center ice now, and Cravens will backhand it in deep. East will give chase behind the Rapids net. And now out of the zone, here comes Shorer again. He's going to carry it in. He's got a man with him, 2-on-1, the pass. And it's in front. Corbett made the save. And we get a whistle. I think the net came off as Corbett had to slide over to make the save. Once again, the speed of Wisconsin Rapids gave them a 2-on-1 rush. And Caleb Shorer takes the draw here for Rapids against Landon Daniel. There's a shot thrown in from outside the blue line. Goes out of play off the stick of Grant Sharmer, and we get a whistle. 16-13 to play here, second period, 3-0 Wisconsin Rapids. If Rapids wins this game tonight and Stevens Point beats Wausau West at Marathon Park, then Rapids and West will share the Valley Conference title. Rapids has 2 losses, West with 1. There's a pass down low. Corbett the save on that as Rapids once again got numbers in front. He's able to clear the zone, but Rapids grabs it, and quickly they bring it back in. There's a pass on the back door taken away, and now East has it. Here comes Landon Daniel back the other way. Gets to center ice. He'll throw it at the net. Gilbert makes a save on that down into the corner. Puck is loose in front now, and now Rapids grabs it. Now they've got a 4-on-2. Back the other way they come into the zone. Oh, it should have been an offside. They let it go. Here's a shot. That goes wide. Shorer fired that one, and it'll come out of the zone, and here comes a pass ahead by Andrew Daniel, carried in by McGinnity. He gets knocked off the puck. It comes to the corner. Battle for it there. East will grab it. Landon Daniel cycles it backhanded behind the net. Andrew Daniel tried to come over and grab it. Instead, it's held in by Pascula. Sent out to the Pascula. Will send it down low again. East is going to get a change here as the puck comes behind the Rapids net. Long pass out of the zone. Here comes Rapids again. Shore still out there. He's taking long shifts. Now he's going to skate off. And it will be East sending a long pass ahead, trying to catch Rapids in a change. They're going to call icing against East. Kosowski couldn't get a stick on that. And icing is the call against the Lumberjacks. East hockey brought to you in part by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Faceoff coming in the East defensive zone. Won by the Lumberjacks that time. Schumacher won the draw. Trevor Holcomb with it. Breakout pass to Cravens. Cravens cross ice pass. Nice one to Kersowski. He catches it center ice. He's going to try to bring it in 1-on-3. Fights through 2 checks and able to backhand it in front. Can't get a shot to the net though. But it's held in at the blue line by Holcomb for a moment. Then taken away. Kersowski fires a shot. Gilbert makes a save on that. Puck goes to the corner. Schumacher tries to grab it for East. He's down there battling with a couple of Rapids players. Centering pass in front. Nobody there for East. Now it comes to the corner again. Rapids looking to break it out. Held in, though. Centering pass to the slot. Now knocked out of the zone by the Raiders. Romanski will run it down for East. He's being pressured. Still being pressured. Down into the corner. loses an edge and goes down to his knees. Now it's still pinned in the corner. Still badly for the loose puck. Lots of sticks being thrown around in there. Now Rapids grabs it. They have it. Out on top it comes. They go D to D with it, but out of the zone. Broken stick as the man tried to make the pass. That was Jacob Mormon making a pass. And the blue line broke his stick, and the puck came out of the zone. Here comes East. They clear it out to center ice, but taken away from Krasowski out there. Rapids gets it back. They send the pass ahead, chipped into the zone by Logan Conkey, but now poke checked away by Sam Romanski. East looking to clear it, can't get it out. Rapids takes it away, centering pass. Oh, nobody right in front for Rapids, so they would have had an easy shot right there. Sent back down into the corner by the Raiders, though. Centering pass in front, slides right through again over to the far boards. Battle for it there. It comes out to the point to Casey Esselman. He tries to flick in a wrister. East can't clear it. Now it's thrown in again. Deflects to the corner. Rapids controls it. In the corner. A couple of Lumberjacks pinning the puck along the boards. Now Cravens will grab it. Can he get it out? Now held in by Wisconsin Rapids. Now East will clear it. But the Raiders are going to dump it right back in. Oh, that came in off an edge again. This rink is not put together very well. There are too many edges where the puck just pops out in weird angles as it comes around the boards. Puck thrown in off the glass, goes down into the corner. It's about the fifth time we've seen that tonight. Now here comes Rapids. They clear the zone. And here comes Shorer again into the zone with it. Centering pass. Shot over the top of the net by Esselman. That was a good pass once again by Shorer. Rapids controls it. They try a backdoor pass. Poke checked away by Corbett. There's a trip in front of the net they let go. Rapids will backhand it behind the net. Aaron Brummond out there for a shift for the Lumberjacks. Now it's grabbed by Jack Knuckles. He flips it off the glass and out of the zone to center ice. Rapids sends it back the other way. Here they come. Three on one. Pass to Shore. Goes off his skate. He couldn't handle that one. Comes out to the blue line. Held in, though, by Sharmer. Behind the net again. Shore has it poke checked away. Oh, they had a man on the back door. And Kreuzer couldn't handle the pass. Rapids still in control of the puck. Out on top. There's a shot that deflects up and out of play and off the scoreboard. And we get a whistle. 11:42 to play here. Second period. Still 3-0 Wisconsin Rapids. East hockey is brought to you in part by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics. Call them at 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Faceoff won by the Lumberjacks this time. Sent all the way around the boards hard, but Rapids will dump it right back in from the point. They have it behind the net. Now skate it to the corner. Cycle it back down low. Trying to return off. And it deflects in off a skate and goes in. I think that went on in off of Brummond's skate. So whoever was closest will get credit for the goal. And it will be 4-0 Wisconsin Rapids. It was a hard centering pass. Brummond was there playing defense in front. And I think it went right off his skate and in. Boy, they make hard passes. Hard, crisp passes. Faceoff coming at center ice. 4-0 Wisconsin Rapids. See if they give credit to that goal. Rapids will carry it into the zone again. Centering pass off the same net. There's another shot and another goal. They're going to give Shore that goal. They're going to give Shore the goal as it bounced in off the skate of Brummond. And now quickly they get the puck back in, down in deep in the zone. They throw it in front. It deflected off the skate right out of the stick of one of the Rapids players who was wide open in front of the net. And he popped it in. And just like that, it is 5-0. Lumberjacks have one more game before the tournament starts tomorrow night against Black River Falls. But they are not having much success slowing down this Rapid squad here tonight. Here come the Raiders again. Into the zone they come. There's a shot. Corbett to save. The rebound's in front. And it's cleared out toward the blue line. Held in that time by the Raiders. Sam Storley down in the corner. Rapids putting in the pressure on. He's somebody... somebody other than Shore scores a goal. And it will be East able to clear the zone this time. Rapids had it in the zone for a while. Now it's sent back the other way and grabbed by Storley. He sends it ahead. Rapids chips it in deep, and they'll get a change here. They'll have one man in on the forecheck. Romanski's going to try to grab it for East. He's being pressured. He backhands the pass along the far boards. McGinnity couldn't grab it. It's sent back in deep by the Raiders. Now it's Holcomb sending it behind his own net to Romanski. I'll tell you what, Rapids play so fast that it looks like they have more skaters on the ice than they do. They're not one step faster than East here tonight. They're two steps faster, and it's just deadly. And there's nothing the Lumberjacks can do about it. Here come the Raiders back the other way. Into the zone they come. Drop pass. Shot. Corbett a blocker. Stick save on that. Got both the blocker and the stick on that one. Off the stick of Cody Coles. Here comes East back the other way. The puck hops over the stick of McGinnity, but it goes behind the Rapids net. Andrew Daniel down the corner. Centering pass. Gilbert got a stick out that out to the blue line. There's a shot thrown in. That deflected over the top. On the shot from the point by Knuckles. Battle along the blue line. East trying to hold it in. It comes out, and now Rapids is going to have two on one again. Rapids player lost an edge. Beck's going to grab it and send it out of the zone back the other way. They wave off icing. Puck behind the Rapids net and grabbed down there by Preston Witt. And now they get the pass ahead. Coming in clean again. His shot. Corbett makes the save on that one. That was Eric Prochnow coming in clean on the long pass again behind the defense. And Prochnow came in alone. And this time Corbett made the save with 8:48 remaining here in the second period. Faceoff grabbed by the Lumberjacks. Jack Knuckles sends it along the boards. Austin Cummings backhands it, but they can't get it out of the zone. Taken away by Prochnow. Prochnow, centering pass. Goes through in front and to the near boards. Shot thrown in. Save made by Corbett, and the rebound is knocked in. Well, I'll tell you what, Ian Corbett's not getting a whole lot of help here. And I think that might be the first goal. They're really celebrating. Ryan Prochnow, a senior, and they're celebrating like it might be his first goal ever. But it is the sixth goal here. Three quick goals in the second period for Wisconsin Rapids. They're just keeping the pressure on. And the Lumberjacks are not putting up much of a fight right now. Rapids wins the draw. But it comes past their defenseman back into the zone. They've got to chase it down. East tries to hold it in the zone. Big check by Romanski. Dumps one of the Raiders. Now Romanski gets it back. Sends the pass. Carrying it in. That's Cravens. Takes the shot. No, he got it stripped away from behind. Puck comes along the boards. Now Romanski with another big check. Ryan Prochnow gets the goal. Casey Esselman gets the assist. Esselman has a playmaker tonight. Three assists on the night. And now Rapids back the other way with it. They carry it into the zone. Romanski is getting pretty feisty out there. He's going to get a penalty if he's not careful. He's throwing some leather around now. Puck behind the net. Don't want to get... And now we're in running time because of the six-goal lead for Wisconsin Rapids. The clock will run. It will only stop for goals and penalties. There's a trip band. Rapids is going to get a penalty here. Inadvertent. East will get a power play, and it will be a penalty called on Grant Sharmer. He stuck the stick out trying to get the puck and got his stick in the skate of Gabe McGinnity, and so it will be a trip called, and East will have a power play here with 7:24 to play in the second period. So the Lumberjacks will get an offensive zone faceoff here and the man advantage. Down 6-0. Rapids wins the draw, sends it all the way to the other end. Corbett's got to make a save on that as it came on net. Ben Feck will chase it down for East. Feck sends the pass across to Knuckles. Long pass ahead. Andrew Daniel carries it into the zone. Leaves it for Knuckles. Knuckles fights through a check down into the corner. Battle down there behind the Rapids net. But the Raiders win the battle for the puck. Overskated, though. It's loose. Rapid sends it out to the point, but Feck can't hold the zone now. He's going to have to hurry. Shore is out there on the penalty kill. Now Corbett lost his stick for some reason, but he gets it back as East will send it ahead. Landon Daniel sends it into the zone. Rapids wins the race to the puck again, though, and will send it out. Once again, they had a man cherry picking shorthanded. Feck's going to fight on the, and now the shot, and that goes wide. Corbett was down, but he was able to get back up. Penalty coming against East. They're probably going to get Ben Feck on an interference or a hook. They touch it up. It's going to be a holding call against Feck. I think they got Feck, but let's see. And it will be 4-on-4 hockey here. Rapids continues to send a player out to the blue line, the opposite blue line, cherry picking. And it's been successful tonight. That time, Ben Feck was trying to chase down the player from behind and had to grab to do it. So 4-on-4 hockey here for about 55 seconds, and then Rapids will have about a minute of power play time. Battle in the corner of the East defensive zone. Puck is pinned against the boards. Comes out of there, Rapids with it. Now they get it out to the point. Sent back down low, losing the handle on it for a moment. Battle near the blue line, but Rapids holds it in again. Cody Coles with it. Sent behind the East net. Holcomb will have it there. Send it along the boards to Cody Krasowski. Puck loose in the corner. Nobody there, so it will be McGinnity who will go down to get it. Send the pass ahead. Krasowski can't get it out of the zone. Now East will clear it out to center ice. Rapids tries to send it back in. Battle loose at the blue line. Now Krasowski will backhand it ahead. East is going to get a partial change here. Rapids will attack, and now they're on the power play. Rapids on the power play. They get the puck down low. Corbett makes a stop on that. Raiders still have control of it. They get it out on top to Storley. There's a shot thrown in. Glove save made on that one. On the shot by Cody Coles, and we get a whistle. Clock continues to run with running time here, 6-0. One thing about running time is the penalties end a lot quicker. Lumberjacks will take a defensive zone faceoff here. Rapids wins it on the power play. Shore is back out there again. Gets it back. There's a slap shot that's blocked by Andrew Dano with his shin guard. Rapids still controls the puck, though. Start circling in front, Luke Kreuzer. He throws it at the net. It pops up in the air. Corbett will glove it there and get a whistle. And now Romanski gets into it a little bit with Dan Overfelt in front of the net. And wisely, the coaches take both Overfelt and Romanski off the ice, so they were ready to go at it again, I think. So they both get off the ice, and Rapids wins the draw. Penalty's over, though. There's a shot thrown in, and Corbett deflects that one up and out of play, and we get a whistle. Clock keeps moving down to 3:42 to play in the period. Well, this game will end a lot quicker than usual with the big lead, unless East could pop in a goal here. Rapids, I don't believe Rapids, well, I'll double check the schedule. I don't think they have another game before their tournament game. East will play Black River Falls tomorrow at Black River Falls. No radio for that game. We'll have hoops for you tomorrow night. Battle down in the corner as East took it into the offensive zone. But now here comes Rapids again, and they've got a two-on-one. Another odd man rush. Pass is blocked by Holcomb. Good job getting down and blocking that pass. Puck is loose. Can East clear it? Yes, they will. Out to center ice. Raiders will dump it right back in behind the net, all the way over to the opposite corner. Knuckles will try to get it out, but it's held in by the Raiders. They shoot. That deflected off of Holcomb again and down into the corner. Raiders control it. They get it behind the net. Out on top. Aaron Conkey throws it at the net. Some of the senior reserves getting some playing time here in this game now. Rapids controls it. I'll tell you what, there's a backhanded shot. Corbett makes a save on that. Even when it's even strength, it's like Rapids has an extra skater out there. It seems like they have every spot covered. They control the puck. They make passes on the tape. They're just a better team. I mean, there's just no way other way to put it. And they're the number one seed in that sectional, and you got to believe it would be a shocker if they don't get to state out of that section. East wins that draw, but can't clear the zone. Comes out to the blue line and dumped back in. Goes down to the corner. East looks to break it out, but can't. Rapids holds the zone again. They carry it in. Corbett makes a save on that, and it comes to the boards. Big check over there by McGinnity. Puck sent behind the East net again. A minute 41 to play here in the second period now. Puck comes along the boards. East hasn't had very many scoring opportunities this period. Now Feck backhands the pass to Andrew Daniel. He can't catch it. It was up in the air. And here comes Rapids quickly counterattacking back the other way. East does a good job back checking this time. And Romanski stops that one, but the puck comes right to the Rapids player. Corbett the save. Shot pass goes through the crease and now a big slapper, and that's deflected up and out of play. McGinnity got a stick on that one as he jumped in front of the slap shot. That was sent in by Aaron Conkey, and we get a whistle. Both teams will change as we go down to a minute to play here in the period.
1 minute for the period, 1 minute.
Landon Daintle takes the faceoff. Out to the point, Rapid shoots, Corbett the save. The rebound goes behind the net. Grabbed by Piscula, but he can't clear it. Rapids holds the zone down in the corner. Sent behind the net to the near boards. This is Stephen Martell in for a shift for the Lumberjacks. Puck comes in front. Austin Cummings tries to get a stick on it. Now it's Landon Daintle. He'll pick it up and carry it out of the zone. Fight through a check. Try to get it into the zone and does. Gets knocked down as the puck goes to the corner. Rapids will grab it and try to break it out. And they do. Here they come. Into the zone. Cody Coles. Passes. And a shot. Corbett the save made once again. Logan Conkey, a player for Rapids, got behind the defense. Rapids controls it. Turnaround shot. Corbett the save on that. Rapids continues to put the pressure on. 6 seconds remaining in the period. Romanski's just going to pin it up against the boards. Rapids gets it out of there, but they cannot get it on net. Now we're getting a whistle, and Romanski, or is that Cummings, going to pick up a penalty. I think that penalty with 1 second remaining in the period. So East will start the third period down a man. I think he got that penalty with 1 second remaining in the period. I didn't see what the signal was, but East will start. Interference to call against Cummings, and I swear that penalty came with 1 second remaining in the period. So East will start the third, a man down, and trailing 6-0. We'll take a break, come back, recap the scoring after this. You're listening to Lumberjack Hockey, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.